we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the November 3rd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Coming up on Friday's show, a big Rugby World Cup trophy tour will continue this weekend in South Africa.
I'm really, really happy. Yes. And I thank Springbok, you know, the spirit right now can see everybody's too excited.
We'll also hear from the head coaches of Nigeria's national men's basketball team and Uganda's national men's football team. Let's kick off in Kampala, where the Federation of Uganda Football Associations has introduced 67-year-old Belgian Paul Put as the new head coach. Put signed a 2-year contract. Joining us now from Kampala with more details is our friend Magume Davis Rakawinge. Sporty Friday greetings, Magume.
Sporty Friday greetings to Tusani and our listeners.
Our duty today as the Federation of Uganda Football Association is to introduce Mr. Paul Put as the new coach for the senior team men, the Uganda Cranes. It has been a long process for us because we opened for applications and we received over 250 applications.
That is Moses Magogo, the president of Federation of Football Associations in Uganda, OFUFA, announcing the appointment of Put Paul Joseph on Thursday in Kampala. Paul Joseph is no stranger in African football, having coached in several African countries, including neighbors Kenya, Gambia, Congo-Brazzaville, Algeria, Guinea, Burkina Faso, guiding the latter the 2013 finals, where they finished runners-up to West African giants Nigeria.
We believe in our choice of the coach, and as a federation, we want to guarantee that we'll give the coach maximum support that he needs. He's a coach who has a profile that has convinced us that the senior national team would be in good hands.
The Belgian says he's well aware of the task ahead of him.
You can imagine that this is a huge motivation to be here in Uganda to be the head coach of the Cranes. Dear Mr. President, I can assure you, you will never regret this decision. I am a very ambitious person, and when I sign for a country is to obtain results.
Paul Joseph says he has set both short-term and long-term plans for the Ghana Cranes, including ensuring the country is better placed when hosting the 2027 AFCON finals.
To bring a team, a strong team, a team who can perform for 2027, that would be one of my first challenges. The second challenge is to install a universal playing style for Uganda national teams, producing entertaining and purposeful football. Also, if we see what's going on with the players, we see a little bit in Europe, we don't find Ugandan players. Therefore, we're going to put something also in place that we can handle it, that we have also Uganda players who are playing or going to play for European teams.
Put Paul Joseph will replace Sabian Mirutin Srodjovic, popularly known as Micho, whose contract was amicably terminated after posting poor results for the national team, failing to qualify for the 2023 AFCON finals on his second stint with the Uganda Cranes. Brian Tuka is a sports analyst in Uganda.
Ugandans should be excited because of the CV of the coach. So they will hope that he will play well. I think we've had Sebastian Dosabri here before Mitchell came in, and he did well. People were playing exciting football. So the hope will be that this coach does the same. Ugandans love good football. Yes, the results may not come immediately, but if you're playing well, they'll love it. So that will be the hope of many of them, that the coach puts in some good structures to play good football and the federation supports him fully.
Tuka says Coach Paul Joseph's task is well cut short.
For a guy who has taken a team to the Nations Cup final, he's been around Africa, I think he understands the African setup. So the few disappointments that we could find here, he has already seen in Burkina Faso, maybe Guinea. The talent might be different because Burkina Faso, Guinea and Congo maybe could be a bit more gifted than the Ugandans. But I think with that sort of experience, it should be good enough to do the job here. But he must understand the pressure is going to be under. This team has been doing badly. We barely score goals. The Ugandans are hungry for, actually both hungry and angry for both success, but also good football. So many will be hoping that he plays that sort of football.
Coach Paul Joseph has since appointed Sam Simba, a Ugandan, as his assistant. The Dew's first engagements will be handling the 2026 World Cup qualifiers against Guinea and Somalia in just a fortnight. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.
Thanks, Mugume. Pro basketball, French phenom Victor Wembanyama, a.k.a. Wemby, fired in a season-high 38 points Thursday night to lead the San Antonio Spurs to a 132-121 victory over the host Phoenix Suns. It was just the fifth NBA game for the 19-year-old Wemby, and he produced a handful of highlight plays, including flying down the lane for a dunk in the second quarter. In the words of San Antonio's head coach, Greg Popovich, Wemby made some plays that were unbelievable. Overall, Wemby shot 15 for 26 from the field, and he also grabbed 10 rebounds. Now, the Suns trailed at one point in the game by 27 points, but they rallied to tie it at 116 all with about 4.5 minutes left in the game. At that point, Wemby took over, scoring 10 of the next 12 points by San Antonio. In Thursday night's other NBA results, the Orlando Magic scored a 115-113 road victory against the Utah Jazz. The New Orleans Pelicans beat the visiting Detroit Pistons 125-116. And the Philadelphia 76ers clipped the wings of the visiting Toronto Raptors 114-99. Cameroonian star Joel Embiid, the league's reigning most valuable player, turned in another MVP performance for Philadelphia. Embiid tallied game-high totals of 28 points and 13 rebounds. Tobias Harris added 23 points for Philadelphia.
In big games, playoff games, you need those guys to come in. You need guys to give a performance that, you know, they come in and be efficient and are able to help us score and knock down shots.
Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Turkish player Furkan Korkmaz added 10 points and 3 steals in the team's victory.
This year we are mentally stronger, you know. Last year also we had a lot of ups and downs, but most of the time we were failing. But I think this year it's not going to be like that. It's going to be a total different mindset with the team. I think that's what we showed tonight.
In African men's basketball, Nigeria's national team, nicknamed the Tigers, recently lifted the trophy at an international tournament in China. The competition included teams from the USA, Serbia, and host China. For reaction, Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with the head coach of the Nigerian team, Abdulrahman Mohammed.
As a coach, I'm excited, you know, for us to be able to achieve that. And you have to understand that the whole idea for the federation is to give these players an opportunity to get exposure and get more experience ahead of future major competitions coming up probably by next year. So, I mean, having gone there and then to achieve that victory is like an icing on the cake. And I'm so excited and I'm proud of what the boys did out there. You know, they gave out everything they had, and the result, you know, is there for everybody to see. So, I mean, it's always exciting, you know, for you to go out for a competition and win.
Nigeria's national men's basketball team, also known as the Tigers, defeated teams like USA, Serbia, and China at the China Autumn Basketball Tour. Is this team different from the one that played in the Olympic qualifiers?
Yes, obviously. The teams are completely different from the ones we played at the Olympic Fire. I'm not trying to disrespect, you know, the teams at the Olympic qualifier, but even when you compare them on FIBA ratings, you know, the US, Serbia, and China are way above, you know, those teams we play, you know, at the Olympic qualifiers. They both present, you know, different challenges. So they are both, that when it comes to rating, clearly, you know, those three teams, you know, are way ahead of the teams we played at the Olympic qualifier. Of course, one may argue that they probably present not quality, you know, players, because of most players are going with their teams. Those in the NBA, those in the playing at the Europe are there. But you also have to look at our team. It is mostly players that are playing at the domestic league here. We didn't have a single NBA player. We didn't have a single pro. And one of the U.S. teams actually paraded an ex-NBA player, you know, that actually played with Kobe Bryant, the late, you know, Kobe Bryant, you know. So that is to tell you, you know, those teams have so much quality. But they present a different challenge, and they are completely different.
Coach, what should Nigerian basketball fans expect from the Tigers in the future following successful outing in China?
Basketball fans should expect that this is the beginning of a good thing, you know, to come our way at the national team level. We missed out on the opportunity to play at the World Cup and recently the Olympic. The win in the tournament in China is not by any way meant as a consolation for those two major competitions that we missed. But hopefully it will make fans still have hope that our basketball is going to pick up. We suffered, you know, so much setback, and everybody out there knows that our basketball went through some crisis that is affecting our performance at the national team level. But we're going to bounce back, and we need everybody to pray and support basketball in Nigeria. It's not about an individual, it's about the country. And we need everybody to support whatever program that's made, you know, toward developing and improving basketball in the country. And we're going to bounce back. You know, we'll get back to where we belong, you know, at the national and international level. But we need everybody to support. You know, we need everybody to just stay positive and support basketball.
That's Abdulrahman Mohamed, the head coach of Nigeria's national men's basketball team. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Bauchi, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Masai Ujiri, the president of Toronto Raptors Basketball, president of Giants of Africa Foundation. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
In South Africa, a big trophy tour is continuing this weekend as celebrations continue for the country's world champion rugby team, the Springboks. The Springboks returned home to a hero's welcome earlier this week as they successfully defended their world title and won their record fourth overall. They beat old foes New Zealand in a thrilling final near Paris last weekend. Led by captain Siya Kolisi, the Springboks are currently on a nationwide trophy tour with millions of fans turning out to show their support. Myron Nika reports from Durban. Sporty greetings, Myron.
Sporty greetings, Sonny, from the land of the world champions. On two open-top buses, The Springboks are heading to major cities around the country. People from all walks of life have lined up the streets, creating a carnival atmosphere. There are brass bands and singing groups of school kids. Fans are soaking up the opportunity to say thank you to the Springboks, who, with four titles, are now the world's most successful rugby nation.
This is really such an amazing experience to see our world champions live in the flesh, just to soak up the energy and the excitement. The atmosphere is amazing. They really have brought the country together. This win is not just for the box, it's really for our country, and we're so proud.
On the bus itself, the Springboks, along with the team's coaching staff, are enjoying every moment. The tour began in the nation's capital, Pretoria, yesterday, where the team met with South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa. They were each handed certificates of recognition from the head of state. Assistant coach Mzwandile Stick says the team was inspired by their fans.
Very, very special, my friend. It's good to celebrate with our South African people, and this is what we stand for. We always say that we want to inspire people, but I think the action for us is what we appreciate, and we love the South Africans to see them sacrificing like this. We thank you for them, and thank you for everyone's support.
Stick was interrupted there by a jubilant Kulisi who couldn't help but break into song. In a powerful message to the fans, Kulisi urged South Africans to continue in the spirit of Ubuntu, the isiZulu word for humanity to others.
Yes, we're celebrating the trophy, but there's so much that we can do as everyday people. Before we complain to the higher powers, let's help each other. Let's do what we can to make sure our neighbor is not struggling. Our cultures are different, but our differences is what makes us stronger. So let's work together. Let's stick together. As you get behind us, look how beautiful you are. Let's do that in everyday life. Thank you, Siyabulela.
The trophy tour has now moved to Cape Town, where the Springboks will address fans at the City Hall. This is the iconic site where former President Nelson Mandela spoke for the first time after being released from prison. Buck coach Jacques Nineba hailed his team as servants to their country.
They sacrificed families, their bodies. They sacrificed, they paid with the time from their families to win that. And then thirdly and lastly, you need a foundation of people that believes. Thank you for believing us when we made changes, when we lost test matches. Changed 18 players into a Wales test match, and we said it's a strategy. Thank you for believing and still supporting. I love you all and thank you very much.
The four-day tour will end in the Eastern Cape, the birthplace of their captain Kulisi, as well as the Springbok director of rugby, Rassie Erasmus. The Rainbow Nation are singing and dancing, showing the Springboks just how proud they are of their heroic efforts. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Myron Naika in Durban, South Africa.
Go Boca!
Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, and at voaafrica.com. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. My X, formerly known as Twitter handle, is at VOA Sunny Sports. And if you go to voaafrica.com, you can listen online to the Sunny Side of Sports, as well as past episodes. Check out voaafrica.com for lots of Africa news. For world news, go to voanews.com. something to crow about, Samson Omale has another extra spicy package of African sports news. Sporty Friday greetings, Samson!
Sporty Friday greetings to you too, Sonny. CAF has revealed a list of nominees for the men's categories for the CAF Awards 2023 as preparations for the World's Gala scheduled for 11th of December 2023 in Marrakech, Morocco, gather momentum. A panel of CAF technical experts, Africa football legends, and selected media representatives from a number of countries put together the preliminary list for the various categories with the performance of the nominees between November 2022 and September 2023 serving as a period under consideration. Some of the nominees for the Africa Football of the Year Award includes Victor Osimhen of Nigeria and who plays for Napoli, Rami Bensebani of Algeria and Borussia Dortmund, Riyad Mahrez of Algeria and Al Hilal, Vincent Aboubakar of Cameroon and Besiktas of Turkey, Mohamed Salah of Egypt and Liverpool of England, Thomas Partey of Ghana who plays for Arsenal in the English Premiership, Ashraf Hakimi of Morocco who plays for the French Ligue 1 club Paris Saint-Germain, Hakim Ziyech of Morocco and who plays for Galatasaray in Turkey, Safiane Amrabat of Morocco and Manchester United, and Sadio Mane of Senegal who plies his trade for Al Nassr of Saudi Arabia. Ghanaian sports journalist Gary Al Smith weighs in on the shortlist.
I mean, the fact that goalkeepers have been considered this year is a plus as well. And it shows that, I mean, at the very least, we are not leaving anybody out. You know, all the global awards when it comes to football that we respect, a.k.a. Ballon d'Or, FIFA the Best, and also the UEFA Player of the Year. You know, all those awards recognize goalkeepers. So I think it's a good thing. And the fact that they are making it men and women makes it even more special and acknowledges the fact that we are on the right side of history.
And now to rugby, where President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa has praised the national rugby men's team, the Springboks, for fostering unity in the country. The president received the Rugby World Champions at the Union Buildings, where Captain Siya Kolisi presented the Webb Ellis Trophy to him. Four-time Rugby World Champions, the Springboks have embarked on a trophy tour since they won the Rugby World Cup last week in France. The Box Trophy Tour will take them to four South African cities in 4 days. South African President Ramaphosa said the victory by the Box has united the country.
You have united the people of South Africa. The words Ama Boko Boko, Go Boke, are being shouted from rooftops by black, white, young and old, urban and rural dwellers in all our national languages.
And now to boxing, where Anthony Joshua may likely fight former MMA champion Francis Ngannou. Boxing promoter Eddie Hearn has revealed he is eyeing Ngannou as a future opponent to take on Anthony Joshua in the boxing ring. The Cameroonian-French professional mixed martial arts champion made his professional boxing debut on Sunday facing Tyson Fury in a heavyweight showdown in Saudi Arabia. The Gypsy King was spared what would have been one of the biggest upsets of all time after the night ended in a highly unconvincing split decision win over the 37-year-old former UFC heavyweight champion. Eddie Hearn says the Anthony Joshua Ngannou fight is something he would like to see happen soon.
Like they think Ngannou Joshua is a 50-50 fight. And I'm like, make the fight. One, it's a massive fight between two man mountains, but I think it's an easy night's work. But listen, maybe Ngannou goes on and beats everybody. I can't see it.
Staying with boxing news, Nigerian contender Ife Ajagba is set to face upset-minded Australian Joe Goodall in a 10-round heavyweight attraction this Saturday at the Tahoe Blue Event Center in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Ajagba and Goodall fought as amateurs, with Goodall earning a decision in the semifinals of the 2014 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, Scotland. Nearly 10 years later, the two are ready to settle the score in a fight that could propel the winner towards an eventual title opportunity. Ife Ajagba speaks of his expectations ahead of the bout.
This fight means a lot to me, you know, so if I win this fight, it's going to get me closer to a world title fight. So after this fight, you know, we're going to see where we go from there. Yeah. And, you know, this Salah Wola is my nickname in the fight, so I'm going to come out as a beast in the fight. So, you know, I'm solid outside, but in the ring, I'm a different guy.
In kickboxing news, Uganda female kickboxer Rebecca Amongi from the Police Kickboxing Club is set to compete in an African Challenge bout against Nigeria's Gertrude Drews. The youthful kickboxer says she has had enough preparations and is eager to win.
I'm going for the fight in Nigeria. Been training. I'm ready for the girl. I'm ready to win this fight. I'm going not to lose. I'm going to win, and I'm ready. I'm ready to bring the medal home.
And on to netball. Netball managers for the various clubs playing in the Ugandan National League have resolved to boycott all the federation-organized activities, including the National Netball League that was scheduled to throw off this weekend. This was after the Uganda Netball Federation Certificate of Recognition was revoked by the National Council of Sports last weekend in the wake of a long-standing misunderstanding between the two sports governing bodies. Ali Mugisha, a netball coach, explains how they arrived at the decision to stay away.
So the managers took a very bold step to stay away from the ongoing saga and the state of affairs of Uganda netball. And they had a sound voice, a united voice, to say that they will not participate further more in any activities organized by Uganda Netball Federation.
In tennis news, one of Nigeria's rising junior tennis players, Khadija Muhammad, is aiming to become the first Grand Slam champion from Nigeria. Currently ranked 1,704 on the world junior rankings, the teenager is hoping to get into an academy in Europe to improve her game and achieve her lifelong dream of winning a Grand Slam.
Hopefully, I would like to go to there's an academy my dad has been looking at in Spain, Walter Academy. If I go there, my tennis will like improve, and that's going to be like one step closer to my goal.
Staying with Nigeria, but this time around in squash, the second edition of the Prime Atlantic Squash Open has served off at the Teslim Balogun Stadium, Sulerere in Lagos. Apart from the $2,000 prize money, players will be jostling for points to improve their Professional Squash Association ranking positions. More than 120 players from across Nigeria are participating.
Thanks, Samson. That's Samson Omale, reporting from Abuja, Nigeria.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Around the clock, the Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news.
Tune in at the top of every hour, every day of the week.
For the 5-minute VOA newscast.
We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews with newsmakers from around the globe.
Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Up the November 3rd edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. Have a jolly and sporty good weekend. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.